Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. So now it's time for our guest, Gina Tognoni. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're such an accomplished actress, and now you're kind of focusing on some different things. So tell us where you started and then how you got to where you are.
The quick story, 25 years in daytime television. I had the honor of playing some just wonderful characters for One Life to Live, Kelly Kramer, Dinah Marler at Guiding Light, and Phyllis Summers at YNR for CBS and ABC. And that's 25 years of so much joy and incredible people that I met along the way.
So what are these characters like? I mean, I remember seeing these.
And if you have not watched soap operas, you know, soap operas are melodramatic, right? So we are in the business of selling the melodrama for the week. So we have cliffhangers on Friday and we pick them back up on Monday. And then during the week, we carry the story with a lot of sort of repetition. And though so many people who I met over the years make it look easy, it is not an easy job. And it's an incredibly hard job in that there's a lot of volume of material every day. You have to produce a show every day and sometimes multiple shows. Average script is about 75 pages. So you could be doing anywhere between 45 to 70 pages if it's a full day, if you got a lead character. So it's a lot of volume and no cue cards, all memorization. So that's one component.
Wow.
The other component is being interesting, right? And compelling. And that part is the work. And so I had the joy of learning how to do that for 25 years.
So how do you do that?
Well, funny you should ask. One of the pivots that I've been making is coaching online for folks who want to learn how to make material come alive, whether it is for high school production or something they're doing privately or for debate, dramatic interpretation, which is really taking emotion, finding the emotion within the text that you're studying and performing and bringing it to life. Funny thing is when you memorize things, it can sound memorized. Mm-hmm. It can sound memorized in a funny way. But when we get an action and tactic, and I learned this from my mentor, Penny Templeton, it means like, how are we going to get something that we want? Well, we're going to dig by grabbing, or we're going to dig by lassoing. And you literally put that into action and it changes the vibration of the material. It becomes personal to the performer and it resonates with the audience. So that's the quickest way I can explain it. And I teach people how to do that.
Well, I did want to ask you, if you're in character 5 days a week, immersed all the time, do you take that character home with you?
The quick answer is, of course you do. It's in your back pocket, but you have to, for sanity reasons, put it up at the end of the day, come home and relate to your life. But it is, it's a constant dialogue. And I will tell you, people say, well, what was it like when you left this show or that show? It takes a little bit, but I had to get some space from always having dialogue in my head. I always was sort of preoccupied, maybe that's the word, preoccupied with learning material and the energy that that took for me. And when I stopped doing that, it's remarkable how quiet life got. And it was very good. It was very rich, really good.
So how do you understand what emotions you're trying to convey with a given script? Is that written into the script? Or is that the director saying, we need more of this? Or is that you understanding the character?
It's every component. So it's what's written on the page. It's the clues within the page. It's the questions you ask as an actor, and you have to look at the genre. You have to look at what the whole script is. So you have to look at it from every angle. And then when you're done doing that, then you have to find the character's similarities to yourself and the non-similarities and how they're relating to everybody on the canvas. So it was, there are several components.
How do you make yourself cry?
You know what it is? Finding the trigger. And the triggers change over the years.
Right.
And I will tell you that when I was working a lot on a daily basis, they were always right there. It wasn't very hard. I could use something that was recent or I could go back, but usually it was pretty recent stuff that I could trigger. And it would be visual. I could go there visually and I would remember what the emotion felt like. And like a computer, I would tell myself, okay, she's in this emotional state. It's about this, it's like an 8 or a 10. And it's a just a focused belief. But when you're away from it, you have to really zone in on it. So it's not easy when you're not doing it often. I'll say that.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
One thing that you and I had talked about was you're helping kids who are preparing for prep debates, right?
It started with my niece. That's what really influenced me. She is competing in Florida with national speech and debate in her high school. And she came to me and looking for help. And it just, it showed me that, wow, I can help her, which means I can help others. So it really motivated me to start investigating how I could get the word out and start looking for other people who might need help in prepping, because it's a lot, you know. A lot of these drama departments or debate departments have a lot going on, and their director sometimes can't handle all the students, and that might be something that I could help with.
Just kind of turning your focus maybe to the commercial world, where do you think having sort of enhanced skills in presenting, where would that come in handy, do you think, for business people, for example?
I just think when you are interested, when you know the value of what you're saying and why you're saying it, it makes all the difference in the world. And so there you go. That's what you want to do in a presentation. Whether you're selling toothpaste or a spreadsheet or explaining a spreadsheet, you want to know why you're talking about it and why you care. Because there is a reason why you're there in the room. Sometimes we get in our own way. Some of us don't want to be in front of a great crowd or don't know how to. Well, there are ways that you can talk to one person in that room. You can parallel. You can talk to one person in your mind and personalize. That helps. It helps calm the nerves.
So that's great. I mean, part of it is purpose, understanding what your purpose is being there. I think showing the audience that you care about them and that you're kind of listening. I mean, you either understand your audience or you're trying to understand them. And I think that's sort of seems to be the essence of communication.
Right? Yes, it is. And facilitating the message, really facilitating the message and being the best facilitator you can. And maybe there are things you're doing that are getting in your way, or maybe things you can do that will help you.
Well, if you feel really self-conscious, if you don't feel confident, because so many of us are not confident in front of other people and speaking, and how do you project confidence to the people you're talking to or train yourself to do that?
Absolutely. It's not an easy thing. Hey, I mean, how many times are we really standing in front of a group of 10, 50 or more and trying to communicate a message? I think the most important thing is having a strong driving question. It's important to have a strong driving question. And when you open the piece and say, you know, how, let's say, example, how can I appeal to Elizabeth's heart? How can I break open to Elizabeth's heart? Right away, that gets the focus off of myself and onto you and onto now a doable tactic. I am going to lure you by lassoing or petting. And so these are images that I can use that will help get the material moving along and texturize it and make it personal. And then suddenly now you're onto an object. And so you're not focused on yourself and the nerves start to settle down.
So people are wild animals, really?
Yes. We all are wild.
Yes.
But you're actually...
That's great.
It sort of explains the power of the question, right? The driving question. It gets the mind on a job, right? And off yourself and onto a tactic.
That's really interesting. So while you're presenting and working, you're actually kind of also have these other images in your head as you're trying to create emotion.
Right.
Or...
And you know where your piece is going. You know where the transition is. And then you know, okay, this is really where I want to put some emphasis. So you know the map of your piece.
That sounds exhausting. But I guess if you're a professional, you can do it, right?
So do you practice? When you were in your acting in heyday in the soap operas, did you practice? Did you have time to practice?
I memorized. I memorized all that material because Erica Slezak, incredible actress, One Life to Live. She played Victoria. She said to me, as long as you have the material in your head and in your heart, you can do anything with it. And she was correct. If I had the material, that gave me the first piece of the puzzle. And the second piece was then I could execute it. But you always have to have the piece in your head. So I memorized quite a bit. And then when I got the chance to work with the other actor, maybe we would run it before the scene. Then we would have fun with it. And sometimes you didn't get a chance to do that. And then that was up to prep. That was up to the wow. prep. Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's amazing how these actors on soap operas today make it look just like so easy.
That's what I was going to say.
So easy.
I always thought you just kind of walked in and you
well,
your thing.
Well, I will say, and I'm gonna divulge a little bit here. There were several actors that I worked with on YNR specifically that did not study. They got it the day of. They opened it the day of, and then they said it. They did their thing. It's amazing.
So
and these are very well-known actors on the show. Wow. They're great. Amazing. I could never do that.
And it came out great.
It came out incredible. They've been there for 30, 40 years. They're killing it. I mean, it's amazing how they do it. That's a natural talent, not one that I have or possess. I have to work at it.
So how much of acting is talent and how much of it is craft?
I think it's craft, then you'll always work at it. But I think it's a lot of God-given in many ways. And I also think it's the trust and the enthusiasm you have for what you do. And I think that translates. And it's a magic. It's a certain magic. I always say, like, it takes a minute to find out really what moves your heart. You know, protect your heart, look into the heart, and ask it questions.
Gina Tognoni, an amazing actress. She's been on screen and stage with One Life to Live, Guiding Light, a lot of interesting stories on Passage to Profit. And stay tuned. We're going to be hearing about the legal battle between the plush toy titans. Back with more Passage to Profit right after this.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. That's 800-425-4803. Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Gina Tognoni. Gina's very accomplished actress. There was a question from one of our other guests here. His daughter is an actress. She's in plays at school. She wanted three tips for acting.
Three tips. So your daughter is how old?
She's 12 now.
She's 12, great age.
Yeah.
So they're like a sponge, right? You know, before the moment, there's this really wonderful beat that can happen before any actor opens their mouth. And they can create any world they want. So if she has a sense of, before the moment, emotionally where her character is coming from before her first beat, that gives her a few seconds, maybe 30 seconds of prep before she steps onto that stage. And that puts her into an emotional state. And if she can quantify that, if she can say, well, I'm at an 8, I'm at a 10, I'm at a 5. And then when I get to the second line, I know I'm going to get to a 10, let's say. She in her mind can evaluate that, and she knows exactly what she wants to do. So she puts her in control right away. That'd be the first thing. Number two, I would have her storyboard. I would have her make a little board at home and completely graph out, if she wants, with colors, whatever she wants, of how she sees the whole piece going. In other words, this is where her character starts. This is where what happens in the middle, and this is what happens at the end. So she draws this beautiful picture. So in her mind, she's always creating this beautiful picture every night. And she can change it however she wants, but she's in control of the image. And number three, have fun. Have a lot of fun and trust yourself and let go and within the material and get lost in it. Allow yourself to get lost in it and shine through it. And she's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, those are amazing suggestions.
Yes,
and it sounds like fun. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It just sounds like fun at 12.
Do you coach kids that young on acting?
I've worked with kids in 25 years. I've worked with daughters or whatever you may, you know, cousins, whatever on the show, my storylines. So yeah, I've been around it, and they are incredible beings. They're fun to watch.
Absolutely. So we had another question wanting to know the difference about how you prepare for a social media post versus another type of presentation.
Right. Even in an acting piece, maybe, or it really is different because I was doing a public service announcement for a hospital in an area that I'm involved with. And I did it as if I was standing up and making an announcement and it didn't work. And when I watched it back, I went, oh, it's not personal. It's not me. It's not Gina. I don't know what that was. So I had to go back and find why I was saying what I was saying and speak from the heart. And then I connected to it. And I thought, well, then this is something I could watch. And so I knew that the audience could probably watch it too. So that's a great question. And you have to be aware of that. It's just understand why you're saying it and make it as personal as possible.
I'm doing podcasting now and I'm helping people with podcasts.
Okay.
And so are Warren and Kay, helping people with the marketing and their podcast. Some people's voices I can't take. How do you fix your voice?
You know, it's an interesting point. If you think about somebody like Cyndi Lauper, if you think about these iconic voices, were they perfect? What can someone do? I think they have to find, is it a pitch issue? If it is, play with the pitch. And is it a structure, something within their voice structure that they could work on, go to a coach? I think you can explore it. And I think that, yes, of course, you can find something. You can find a balance to anything. You'd have to ask yourself, what is off about that voice? And is it universal? Do more than a few people feel that way?
Gina Tognoni, an amazing actress. She's been on screen and stage. I want to change the focus just a little bit here. What's it like kind of going from an acting career to kind of being more of an entrepreneur, right? Which is kind of the path you're on now. You've got the podcast, you're giving people instruction.
So I'm at this beautiful space in my life that I've had much more quiet and much more groundedness because I don't have all that dialogue in my head, I guess, so to speak. And I'm not traveling and I'm home and I'm living my life with my husband and my doggy. And I am really in tune with what moves me. And that isn't overnight. And I will say that to anybody who's looking to pivot. It's not overnight that we know what's going on in our heart. And sometimes your heart has to go through some work, whatever you might be going through, whether it was personal or whatever. Give yourself some time, but stay in it and know that you will get that answer. And you will be drawn to what you should be drawn to. And you have to trust that.
And what's the name of your podcast?
My podcast, I do that with a creative partner of mine, Ashley Crane. It's called God Winks with Gina and Ashley.
And what's it about?
And it is about stories. Stories that people will share with us about their encounters with God. Not coincidence, not necessarily self-help, but beyond a shadow of a doubt, God walked into their life and changed it for the better. Very often it was at the most difficult time in their life, and they knew God's presence. They knew his peace. And for me, I love talking about faith. And I love talking about how God can work. So when people tell me stories through their struggles, that excites me. So we pre-taped 8 episodes and we released them this year on all social platforms. And people can find it on Apple or on Spotify or iHeart. So we want you to listen to it.
Gina Tognoni, amazing having you with us.
Thank you so much.
I think we've all learned a lot and I feel inspired. Where can people find you?
Gina Tognoni on Instagram and all on Facebook. But my last name is T-O-G-N-O-N-I. And yes, you can find me on all social media platforms.
That's great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.